This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. All right, so this is part two of our two-part series on goal setting, inspired by the book Smarter, Faster, Better by Charles Duhigg. In today's episode, we're going to focus on goal setting. If you want the full book summary, of course, you can pick that up over at getflashnotes.com. Now, in the last episode, what did we talk about? We talked about why it's important to think big and develop stretch goals if we want to achieve our personal, professional dreams, those big, giant dreams that we've got. Now, here's the thing. If all we do, though, is dream big and write down this long laundry list of lofty ideals, lofty goals, audacious aspirations, it's going to be kind of unlikely that we're actually going to take any action on them. And there's actually been research to prove that when we have a list of nothing but just big dreams, we actually don't achieve them. Why? Because most of the time, it's unclear what specifically we've actually got to do in order to make those dreams a reality. So in this episode, we are going to do what we need to do in order to help you figure out how to make those dreams a reality. What we need to do in order to make that happen is bust that list of lofty ideals, those stretch goals, down into a focused plan of action. Right? We're going to focus on how to do that by pairing stretch goals, the big dreams, lofty ideals, with what's known as SMART goals, which we touched on last episode, and why a lot of people don't use SMART goals properly, and the reason why they don't work in and of themselves when they're not paired with stretch goals is because they narrow your focus. They focus on the details. They keep you in the weeds, right? So the big idea here is this. You pair SMART goals with first starting with a stretch goal, right? A big dream. You let yourself loose, you stretch, you dream, you figure out what you really want, right? And then you bust that down into the details, okay? So why do we need both stretch goals and SMART goals? Because they serve two different purposes. Stretch goals inspire us to think big, and they remind us to focus on the big picture. SMART goals, right? Specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound. What do? They help us form a concrete plan of action in order to make the stretch goal a reality. See what I'm saying? Playa. So in the book, Duhigg tells us that the best way to do this, right? The best way to pair stretch goals with SMART goals is to put together a specific type of to-do list. Again, one that forces you to first figure out your stretch goal and then to figure out your SMART goal, aka a specific action plan to help you achieve your big, giant stretch goal. Okay, so once again, the solution here is writing to-do lists that pair stretch goals and SMART goals. What you want to do, Duhigg says, is come up with a menu of your biggest ambitions. Right? Dream big and stretch. Describe the goals that at first glance seem impossible, such as starting a company, running a marathon. And then you want to choose one aim, right? And then start breaking that bad boy down into short-term concrete steps, right? You want to ask yourself, what realistic progress can you make in the next day, the next week, the next month? How many miles can you realistically run tomorrow and over the next 3 weeks? What are the specific short-term steps along the path to bigger success for you? What timeline makes sense? Will you open your store in 6 months? Are you going to open your store in a year? How are you going to measure your progress? Now, within psychology, these smaller little ambitions, this chunking down, so to speak, is known as quote-unquote proximal goals. And repeated studies have shown that breaking big ambitions down into these proximal goals is what makes sense, right? It really makes sense because the large objective is going to be more likely to occur. Your stretch goal is going to be more likely to occur because if you break it down into proximal goals, again, you are taking those ambitions and you're making them more specific. You're figuring out a plan, a blueprint, so to speak, of how to actually make it happen. So how can you make it happen in your life? Let's make it actionable for you. Let's go over the steps to put into in your own life and how to actually take stretch goals and SMART goals and put them together in a nice to-do list so that you can actually figure out how to make those big giant dreams of yours a reality. Two steps here, two main general steps. Step number one, you want to start with a blank page and you want to write your long-term stretch goal at the top of that page. Step two, below that stretch goal, you want to write your SMART goals, the SMART goal components related to your long-term stretch goal. And what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to give you three great examples here of how to do that. And then I'm also going to provide you with a template or some examples of this as well over at the website at meaningfulhq.com or at getflashnotes.com. I'll link that stuff up for you in the show notes of this episode. Okay. So another way to think about this, by the way, another way to think about stretch goals and SMART goal combinations is to think of stretch goals as projects, right? And think of SMART goals as the actions that you need to take in order to complete the project, okay? Here's a few examples of creating to-do lists where you pair these stretch goals with SMART goals together, okay? Here's the first example. Stretch goal, run a marathon. Specific sub-goal, run 7 miles without stopping. What's a measurable? Run twice around the park, no walking. Is this achievable? Sure, if I run 3 times a week. Is it realistic? Sure, if I wake up early every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. What's my timeline? Run 3 miles this week, 4 miles next week, 5 miles the week after that, 6 miles the week after that, and on and on and on until I'm able to run 7 miles without stopping, and eventually, keeping my larger, grander ambition in mind, able to run that marathon. Booyah! Here's the second example. Stretch goal. Conduct research on how to start an online business. Now, this is what you write, again, at the top of the page. Underneath comes the nitty-gritty, the details, the small tasks that tell you precisely what you need to do, specifically what needs to go down. So one specific here might be for you to, if you want to conduct research on how to start an online business, the specific would be to register for business license at LegalZoom.com. The timeline would be by tomorrow. Side note, by the way, it's not even always important that you add every component of the SMART goal system into this to-do list if you're doing it. It's just important that you constantly keep yourself aware of what to do next. You always know the next action while you simultaneously are also always reminding yourself of your larger, grander ambition so that you don't get stuck in the weeds of doing things just for the sake of doing them. Okay, here's the third example I want to give you. Stretch goal. Publish kick-ass podcast episode on how to use stretch goals and SMART goals to succeed, right? In case you haven't noticed, I'm talking about this episode. Now, the specific here would be to come up with at least 3 examples of pairing stretch goals with SMART goals to help explain the concept, right? And then draft, outline, record the article and episode. And then the measurable would be to reference the book Smarter, Faster, Better by Charles Duhigg and then brainstorm ideas until I settle on 3 great examples that I can utilize to clearly explain this concept. Is this achievable? Well, yeah, as long as I continue to stick with my usual schedule and block time to work on my most important goals and projects, this podcast being one of them, and then I should have this ready to go by Wednesday. That's pretty achievable. Realistic? Yeah, shouldn't take me more than 8 hours split between 2 days to do this from start to finish, outlining, writing, reading, all of that stuff, recording, editing if necessary, and then just scheduling it, right? What's my timeline? My timeline is, well, I'll start on Monday, time block between 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. I'll focus on reading, research, brainstorming, writing, and or outlining both the article version of this as well as the podcast version of the project. And then on Tuesday, I'm going to time block also between 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. And I'll focus on reviewing and tweaking the final draft, recording the podcast, then editing it, scheduling it for release on Monday morning. And booyah, I'll have it done. That's it. If it doesn't work out, I'll redraft things and I'll come up with another plan. But I've done this many, many times. And at this point, I've kind of got this routine going. So that's the bottom line there of how that actually works, this combination. You start with something big, a large ideal, and then you bust that down using the SMART goal framework. Okay? So as Duhigg tells us in the book again, what we need, in short, is stretch and SMART goals if we want to succeed. It doesn't matter if you call them by those names. It's not important if your proximal goals fulfill every SMART criterion. What matters is having a large ambition and a system for figuring out how to make it into a concrete and realistic plan. Then, as you check the little things off your to-do list, you'll move ever closer to what really matters. You'll keep your eyes on what's both wise and smart. So, folks, I hope you found that helpful. Go out there and figure out your own stretch goal and then bust that down into a specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound system for making it happen. Create an action plan. And remember, you know, the difference between a person who sets big goals, because we've all been there, I've set big goals that I haven't been able to achieve. And I've realized looking back, right, rereading my journals, reflecting on the past, the reason why didn't I achieve that big giant goal, right? Or the first time I went out to do it, why didn't I make it happen? And the reason almost every single time I can tell you has been because I wasn't specific enough after I got all pumped up and excited and, you know, inspired about doing it. I didn't sit down and force myself to come up with a plan of action, right? And whenever we're unclear, whenever things are foggy, whenever our mind is in the clouds about what we really need to do, right, in order to make this happen, then we're not going to take action. We're not going to do anything about it, right? The inspiration fades away if we don't constantly remember why we're inspired, and then we know exactly what we need to do to make sure that that inspiration becomes a reality. So remember, the difference between a person who sets big giant goals and fails to achieve them and a person who sets big goals and makes them a reality is a plan, a game plan. So put together your stretch goal, put together a game plan for making it happen, and go out there every single day and live like you give a damn. Yo, it's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.